What is for breakfast tomorrow morning here on ABC Far North? I can give you a sneak peek at the menu for tomorrow morning on the Shorey Tracker.
Are you there? Come in here, Shorey.
G'day, Richard. How are you?
I'm all right. What are you doing, standing next to a tram track or something?
Mate, I am absolutely having a ball. I am reliving my childhood right now, Richard. I'm actually down at my local skate park, mate. You know, the council's made quite a lot of skate parks through Far North Queensland, and that's not just in Cairns. Everywhere does them, and it's a great thing. And in fact, the Australian Skateboarding Association, like the big outfit Skateboarding Australia, is putting on a two-day event in Innisfail and Tully this weekend, which is all about skateboarding, learning as well as showing off, Richard. I've got to be honest.
The two go together.
Mate, that's what I've been doing this afternoon. I haven't done it for years. Yeah. So I've been shredding the... shredding, is that what they call it? I think they call it shredding these days. Yeah, I've been shredding the skate park here, Richard. A few moments ago, literally just before you tracked me, I managed to jump over a couple of kids.
Really?
Yeah, lying down on that amazing skateboard stunts, Richard. Very exciting.
The Evel Knievel of the skateboard.
That's right. And in just a moment, live here on ABC Far North, I'm going to attempt to jump over my own car, Richard. I've just backed it into the skate park itself, and I reckon, easy done, I'm over the top of that in a matter of moments.
Yeah, okay.
Now, I'll give you details about this weekend's worth of events in Innisfail and Tully for the skateboarding tomorrow. We'll also talk about a big event, a great way, in fact, to escape from the election weekend woes, and that is a big pioneer weekend up at the Herberton Historical Village. You know, they do that thing where they actually get people to then dress up and
with
act
the
out.
And the whole
shebang. You know, which I've not managed to get there while they've been doing it, but I've always wanted to go, because for me that's kind of the cream on the cake, you know, getting to actually see people in that context that the village already so well represents, you know. So getting to find out all about that, we'll hear from Daryl Cooper, who, in addition to being a famous bush poet here on the station, is also coordinating that actual weekend and is doing the blacksmithing stuff as well. Yes. So we'll actually hear about that tomorrow.
Yes, a fella did that at the Cairns show.
They have. And there's still that Heritage Park stuff as well. In fact, we were talking about how show season is on the way again. It's like Christmas with kids in Far North Queensland. Yeah. They're the two highlights of the year.
And they're sort of like equinoxes, December and
New Year. They literally are. You talk about how many sleeps to go before the show, and then you start to talk about how many sleeps to go until Christmas. That's the way it works in our house anyway. I think it's a bit regional, obviously. That's what happens when you grow up in a small town. The show is the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, what the thing is today, Richard, is me jumping my car, mate.
And it's on the skateboard,
Not small, it's a little sort of mini SUV type thing. So you want to see me go for
it? Okay, you know. Strap ourselves in and
boys,
be ready.
Standing back, please. Make room. Here I go. Kia Shorey jumping the SUV. Hey. Oh! Ow!
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Ow!
What happened?
Oh, well, didn't quite make it over, Richard.
Yes.
Good news, I've got great comprehensive insurance, so
thank heavens
should be
that.
Fine. Thanks, Richard.